A Pre-Colonial Steve Biko Melody, edited from I Write What I Like. The colonizer demolished from our culture a lot of positive virtues. They could have instead learned from the oneness of community, the heart of our culture, the ease with which we communicated with each other, the importance we attach to humanity. We were a people-centered society. We believed in the inherent goodness of people. We enjoyed folk for being themselves. We did not use them as stepping stones. We made sure that all of us are dancing to the same song. Our songs were never songs for the individual. All African songs were for the group. Though many had words, notably was the tune for every occasion from a common experience. In war, the songs reassured those who were scared. In suffering, as in the case of the black slaves, they derived sustenance and formed a togetherness, a binding rhythm that brushed off burdens. Africans had villages with a sustainable amount of people to suit the community's needs. Hence, most things were jointly owned. There was no such thing as individual land ownership. The land belonged to the people and was only overseen by the chief. Farming and agriculture, though a family venture, had joint efforts. With a simple ceremony, they invited neighbors to come and work the land. They reciprocated in kind. Poverty was a foreign concept, only brought about by adverse climate and the colonizers. We did not consider it repugnant to ask one's neighbors for help when struggling. In almost all instances, there was help between individuals, between tribe and tribe, between chief and chief, even despite war. Africans, eager to communicate, loved songs and rhythm. Music in the African culture featured all emotional states. When we went to work, we shared our burdens and pleasures through music. Africans worked with well-timed precision to a background song. We marched to battle songs on our way to war. Music and rhythm, not a luxury, but our language, our suffering, more real by song. We accepted nature had enigmas beyond our powers to solve. We were a profoundly religious race. We had our own community of saints. We believed that all people who died had a special place next to the gods. Communication with the gods happened through them. We knew nothing about hell. We did not believe the gods created us only to punish us eternally after a short time on earth. We did not believe religion was separate from our existence on earth. It manifested in our daily lives. We thanked the gods through our ancestors before we drank beer, got married, gave birth, and when our livestock increased. We founded artificial, creating special occasions for worship and having a particular house for it. The gods always communicated with us everywhere and anywhere. We were close to nature. We inhabited a larger world than the sophisticated Westerner who magnified their physical senses through inverted gadgets at the price of their spirit. Is there any way that people can have the blessings of technology without being eaten away by materialism at the cost of the spiritual? Our proximity to nature enabled our emotional component to be richer, to feel for people in situations of suffering. The advent of Western culture has changed our outlook drastically. No more could we run our own affairs. They merely tolerated us because of our cheap labor. We were judged by standards we did not subscribe to. Colonialism devoured and bastardized our culture. The great powers of the world may have given us industries and militaries, but the greatest gift will come from Africa, the human face. They who live in close relationship with nature, their pulse beats in harmony with the pulse of the universe. They may be simple people, yet they inhabit a larger world. From our culture, a lot of positive virtues the Westerner could have learned from.